Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM. With every kernel, every grain, every seed, ADM sees possibilities to improve everyday life. ADM, resourceful by nature.
You're tuned to AM 580, where you can also listen online at WILL.UIUC.edu. It's time for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Friday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 5:07 down 2.5 on the open May, 5:12.5 down 2. At the Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 4:89 down 2.5 on the open May, 4:98 down 1. July, 4:86.5 down 2. September, 4:88.5 down 2.5. December, 4:95 down 3.75 on the open. March corn opened at 370 down 1.75 on the open. May 377.5 down 2. July 382.25 down 3. September 366 down 3. December 356 down 2.25. March 361.5 down 4. May 369.5 down 0.5. July 376 down 1 on the open. March oats for the 2007 open at 270, up 6 on the open May, at 276.5, up 5.5. January beans, 659.5, down 3.25 on the open March, 674, down 3.5, May, 689, down 4.5, July, 698, down 3.75, November, 717, down 3 on the open. January soybean meal open at 188.70, down 50 on the open. March 192.80 down 20. January soybean oil open at 28.27 down 12 on the open. March 28.66 down 13. At the Merck January feeders open at 97.45 up 5 on the open. March 95.55 down 12.5. April 96.55 down 10. May 97.60 unchanged on the open. December live cattle open at 85.20 down 25 on the open. February 88.10 down 22.5. April 90 even down 10. June 87 up 12.5 on the open. February lean hogs open at 62.20, down 5 on the open. April, 65.20, down 12.5. May, 71, down 30. June, 72.20, down 40 on the open. And February pork bellies open at 91.30, unchanged on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, we have D's corn off the board, all said and done at 358.75. Does March drift down?
Well, the initial weakness from the opening probably was due to the new contracts, the new lead month March being at such a higher price than the D's. Our input would be after yesterday's Informa numbers and given some of the other supply and demand figures and some of the energy markets and what we're seeing in the unleaded gas and especially the RBOB futures. Ethanol prices are starting to come up, Dave. So not necessary right now, I think, would be our opinion as far as whether the March needs to go down and meet where D's went off the board.
Those Informa numbers, of course, out yesterday, 7.4 million more acres to corn, a 9.4 increase, a number bigger than in your estimate for the company, I think.
No, we were. I think we're running around the 87 million on the corn. We're actually a million above that, and we've told our clients pretty universally that is highly predicated upon the idea that D's corn in the 07 future stays up around 370, 375. If we would see the D's 07 corn drop below 350 through the end of February, we think that'd take out almost 2 million acres, Dave, as far as incentive of farmers to plant, you know, extra corn on corn and take beans out of rotation. So it's a very fluid situation right now and very highly unpredictable. I think one good thing that we saw come out of the two good things that came out of the Informa numbers was that the estimate on all wheat was very similar to what we were running, and so we can, you know, use that as a benchmark as far as total wheat corn acres. I think the one thing that we're going to have to really watch carefully, though, is that when you combine wheat, corn, and bean acres, Informa only used about 217 million, and we're up around almost 222 million based upon how much we brought out between 1995 and 1996. So the Informa numbers kind of said to us they're not really looking for much at all in terms of CRP acres coming out, or and especially CRP coming out into the beans. So that's something that we're going to have to watch up in Washington here the next 60 days.
Trying to pin down the fluidity a little bit from a input standpoint, would not producers thinking of doing more corn be booking anhydrous now? And if so, what can you tell us about anhydrous bookings?
Yeah, I think that's a heck of a good point. Between the anhydrous bookings, we've heard them being much higher than last year. I think that whether you're talking about Ohio, Indiana, or Illinois, or Iowa, all those four states, and I would throw Nebraska in there as well, the seed reps that we work with that are clients and have contacts with, they've also said they've seen a very big pickup in corn seed sales versus the bean seed sales. One thing we have to keep in mind is that we are going to go heavier rotation to corn this year, probably around a million or a million and a half acres, so that might skew things a little bit, but both anhydrous and corn seed sales are on track for bigger corn acres. It's the devil in the details part, because in beans, you don't have to crunch the numbers as hard because the carryover levels are high enough. But, you know, one thing the trade is waking up to, we think, in the medium term, and probably why you don't need to see March futures lose a lot more here, is the fact that even at 86 or 87 million acres planted, you're still going to barely meet the demand for 07. And we're using a 12.3 billion bushel corn demand for 07. We're looking at a 12.3 billion bushel crop on those kind of planted acres and a 157 national yield. So you're not really building carryover, and some in Chicago are starting to talk about that this morning.
The reason I bring up the fertilizer issue is that one would suspect that in the spring those numbers might be $600 a ton, and that might kind of keep producers on the sidelines for corn-on-corn decisions.
Yeah, that, or they'd have to switch, you know, to something like a liquid, a 28, or, you know, go to the dry urea, which they really don't want to do. If you're using one type of nitrogen, you really don't like switching, but it prices make us do strange things. And so that's something that really is important, not only from a price standpoint, Dave, but from a timing aspect, too. We were talking about that yesterday here in the office. If you have any kind of delays in a wet spring or not a very good thaw, or it stays pretty wet out there, it's going to be real hard to get the nitrogen in before you get the corn seed in. So that's where the upside potential this spring is quite high in December corn if there's any planting delays whatsoever.
Meanwhile, over in the wheat pit, we remain in the down channel. The March, about a 7 to 8 week down channel now. Been flirting with the November lows around 485. Is this market feeling to you like it wants to turn?
We think so. You know, we saw the March futures. It's corrected about 50% from its August low to its October high. Price-wise, it's about a 15% correction we've seen from that 560 high, Dave. We think it's pretty much done enough until the January report. One thing that's probably going to make a big difference later today are the updated weather models. The Chicago folks are looking big time right now at the rain and snow forecasted early next week. That better happen, or they're probably going to put some more premium in the wheat market in Chicago and KC.
Do you need to see wheat be the leader to the upside to pull corn up between now and prospective planting report?
We really do, and we would say even shorter term, since we've kind of sidestepped the beans a little bit. Yesterday was a big day for beans. We saw the very nice acreage number. Wheat's still our leader in the medium term, but between the meal report and the world stocks of meal dropping 25% on USDA's number this week, and then this huge slice of, you know, almost over 5 million acres on beans, as you say, if you don't have a rally in the beans here in the short term, one has to start thinking, well, has this already been factored into the price, given that we rallied the beans on bearish reports from September through November? And so that's something we really have to watch. We have to be careful of the thin volume as well, too, on that, and not take it too much at face value. But it would be nice to see the January beans pop back up above that 665 level on a close today.
Given all we've said, then, at the end of the day, are we left with essentially a range-bound futures market between now and the January report?
No, we don't think so, Dave. We're still going to hold out there for the idea that the index funds will come in and start their end-of-the-year buying program next week or right after that. You know, predicated upon the dollar slipping, and the dollar's had some strength here. We think it's technical, not fundamental, so we're going to be patient on that. But I guess our mindset is you cannot quench the demand in corn, and you cannot assure new crop acres by cutting 5% off the price of corn. And so in that respect, I guess the corn, we would say, would be ranked number one to not be sideways going into the holidays and into that January report.
Thank you very much.
Have a great day, Dave.
You too. Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. Current tick, March wheat in Kansas City, 508.5 down 1 at the Board of Trade. March wheat, 490 down 1.5. May, 498.5 down 0.5. March corn, 370.25 down 1.5. May, 379 down 0.5. July, 384 down 1.25. September, 368 down 1. December, 358.5 up 0.25. January beans, 659.5 down 3.25. March, 673.75 down 3.75. May, 687 down 3.5. Novice, 717 down 3. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.